Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the most powerful show for truth anywhere on planet Earth. You are now listening to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us and given us the greatest blessing and mercy that any people could ever have at any time. That blessing is the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide in these final days of judgment. We're talking about none other than the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, Assalamu alaikum, For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved, I say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum. Now, I want to start off this day on this show with this quote, because it goes hand in hand with what you see now going on around the globe. And never lose focus and never lose sight, brothers and sisters, about what the Jesus said, that in the coming of the Son of Man, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Earthquakes in diverse places, strange happenings. The Jesus talked about these things, and we are living witnesses of the manifestation of the prophecies of the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, and we are living witnesses of the manifestation of the living Jesus of today. The Jesus Christ, Master Farad Muhammad, and his apostle, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is the Jesus of Nazareth. We are witnesses and living witnesses of the manifestation of God's glory, and it is all being done for you and I to liberate you and I at all costs. The wars that you see in Africa, the build-up for war in Europe, the build-up for war in North Africa, the Middle East, and the Central Asia, and the Far East, all of that is done to break the slave master's stranglehold and domination over you and I. It is to weaken his military opposition. It is to weaken his economic standing, his political clout, and his geopolitical might. It is all for you and I, and we knew this day was coming, and it is a marvelous working in our eyesight. Right? Global war clouds gathering with the reign of economic collapse. Muhammad writes, and our Savior has arrived. Fall of Babylon. In the fall of ancient Babylon, Jeremiah 50:46, at the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cries heard among the nations. Here, the Bible teaches us, and we see today, at the fall of the old world, there is a great noise of war. The fighting of war, the destruction of nations, towns, and cities, and the killings of their citizens. There is disagreement and confusion of the heads of nations. It is a very dreadful time that the populations of the earth are now living in. This is the time of the destruction of a world. It is not to be compared with the destruction of an organization or a few towns as it was in the days of Noah. The destruction today is the destruction of a whole world. The prophets could not have given us a better picture of what we may expect today than the picture of what took place in the fall of ancient Babylon. The earth, land, and sea are set in battle array. Every type of deadly weapon is fashioned and is now being used against man and man. See the Holy Quran, chapter 30, verse 41. There cannot be any peace for man under these conditions. Now, I started off with saying this to direct your attention to what is going on in Asia. There's a buildup for war in Asia, right? There's a buildup of war in Central Africa, in North Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia, the Far East, South America, Central America, the Caribs. America has warships everywhere. And now you see Russia and China shadowing her every move. America goes and put warplanes on Russia border. What does Russia do? Russia goes and put them right on the Baltic states border, right? America has war games in the Black Sea. What does Russia do? Russia has war games in the Mediterranean, right? America has air bombing raids. What does Russia do? Mimic air bombing raids on the coastal plains of the Mediterranean Sea. What did Mohammed say right here? Fall of America. America is under a similar destruction to that of ancient Babylon. In the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation of John prophesied concerning her, Babylon. Their mention is a future Babylon and not a Babylon of the past. America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews according to the scriptures. It took the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. He brought the surrounding kings and their power against ancient Babylon in the prime, in the height of her glory. The handwriting on the wall. Just see, in all of these things, you're missing something. You see the news unfold, but you're missing the spirituality, the theological part of all of why these things are going on. All of these things are going on because of you and I. The God spoke it. Time revealed it, and world events is manifesting it. It's all for you, and you still dumb to it. You say, yeah, I know it's for us, and then you go acting crazy again. See, there's a mix-up in the signals in your brain where you're receiving it, but you're receiving it with a lot of fuzz and haze, so you're taking on mixed instructions, and you're putting yourself in the firing zone of the divine God. You got to come away from that because global war clouds are gathering with the distinct possibility of heavy rain of economic collapse. Everywhere we see it happening left, right, up, and down. War, as a matter of fact, it is being reported. These are the headlines this morning, and I'm going to run down where it's from. One is from Before It Is News. One is from PJ Media. One is from Novosti. One is from BBC. Now, listen to this. Oh, and then one is from The Guardian, a British newspaper. We'll start from The Guardian first, okay? The Guardian's headline is this. Russia issues warning after fatal clashes in Ukraine city of Donetsk, all right? That's in the eastern part of the nation. Right, where it's supposed to be pro-Western, because people are starting to see the trick that was put out there to force them and to trick them into protesting for their own destruction. Here's another one. We're going back in order. Russia sends four strategic bombers on a 24-hour Arctic patrol. Now listen, what's strategic about this, and what does this mean? These strategic bombers can travel long distances. They have missiles that are capable of going anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 miles. Each one is equipped with 6 to 10 of these missiles, and each missile carries between 8 to 10 nuclear warheads, independently maneuverable warheads. Each one of them. They send four bombers. Now you do the mathematics on this. And why over the Arctic? Because if war breaks out, the shortest distance to your enemy is over the Arctic, right? Oh, praise is due to Allah. Listen to this. This is a sign that they're not playing, brothers and sisters. Gog and Magog are at each other's throat. God has removed that veil, that curtain, and now they're sallying forth and thumping their chest and showing the world their shame. They're ready for war. But the war won't end up the way neither one of them think. Because God is behind us again. You got to understand that God is directing all of this. He has the people in derision. They think that they are planning and they are doing something, when in reality the master strategist has already made the plans and put them into action, and they're just following the script. The next headline, the one from PJ Media. Listen to what it says. Like, and this is strategic here because remember, if you go to the Heinz 1555 blog, I kept saying NATO is doing all of this bluster and bravado, threatening Russia. And while I was saying this is long before any of this came out. I've been talking about this for at least a week or two, right, on the articles. And now time has vindicated what I said. If you're doing all this, you're thinking you're fighting Russia, but they must remember that Russia has a treaty with the CIS, that Organization of Former Soviet Republics, with the CSTO, that Organization of Former Soviet Republics, and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, that organization led by China and Russia. So, this thing is in play. Again, you see how Asia is being pulled into this because the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a mostly Asian organization. You see how it goes back to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that Asiatic people will come and lay them low. Huh? So you can't get around what he's saying. Because in the midst of all of these things, you see his teachings. But you got to look. And in this headline, this is what it says right here. Belarus or Belarusia. I say Belarusia because that was the name of it. Belarusia has begun full-scale military drills in readiness check. Why? America's doing drills right on that border. That's why. And that's why Russia just deployed warships, warplanes, and attack copters to their bases in Belarusia. See, this is the beefing up of the military might on either side. Now, let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. You don't move that amount of firepower, that amount of troops, that amount of logistical, the logistics that is needed to do that, for sure. This is going to be there. And this will be there after the jumping off in the Middle East and Africa. I know some of you are saying, but with all this, it got to be something going on in Europe. Brothers and sisters, don't lose focus. Don't lose sight of what Messenger Elijah Muhammad tells you. I don't care what it looked like to you. Keep your eyes on the prize. And you will not be surprised when you see everything that he says coming to fruition. The devil is always going to throw you a curveball. He's a snake. A snake can't go in a straight line. They have to curve it a little bit to move. And the only time that you see a snake in a straight line is when he's dead. Huh? The next headline. Russian paratroopers land in mainland Ukraine. All right? Now, this is major. This is really major, brothers and sisters. I don't think you understand what's going on. I don't think you truly sit down and just ponder over the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and how right he has been on everything that he's talked about. Have you seen, you saying, well, brother, you're talking about Europe. Yeah. You know why? Because America's building up her force there. Russia's fortifying her force there. Why? Because Europe sees what's going on in Africa. You see what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? Europe sees what's going on in the Middle East. Their puppet in Central Asia, Karzai. He just said, as a matter of fact, I was just looking at an article right before the show started about Karzai. And now the United States put him there, and Karzai comes out and says, Afghanistan doesn't need U.S. troops. So he's weakening America's position for permanent bases there. Remember, Muhammad says, of course America is coming out of Asia. The odds are against her staying there, right? Even her puppet, who used to be over an oil company in the Western Hemisphere, who was put in the seat of power in Afghanistan by these neocons and hawks in Washington, even he now knows that America is on her way out. One of the top general, Marine generals said, we have not won the war. Muhammad said, what? She will not be victorious. She will not win the war. These are his exact words. She will not win the war. That's his word. Those are his words. Now you got one of the top military brass repeating exactly what Elijah Muhammad said 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. How is it that this man has been so accurate on everything from the cosmos to what lies beneath Earth? How is it that scientists and heads of state bow when you say this man's name, yet you take him for a mark and a jester before you when we see global clouds of war gathering with a distinct possibility of economic collapse raining down on this old world that is falling and dying right before your very eyes? You take him for a jester and a joke. You mock him. Some of you, Drew Ali is the DNA of Islam in the Western Hemisphere. I beg your pardon, sir. I beg your pardon. Noble Drew Ali was a great man. And he did what he could with what he knew. But he didn't teach Islam. He didn't teach what was necessary. So, yes, he did. No, he did. He did not teach true Islam. He taught what he had learned. And it was not sufficient to raise the dead to life. But Marcus Garvey was not an ex-slave here in America. So he could not possibly be our leader. Why? Because God says that he would raise up one from amongst them and teach him the wisdom and the book. Drew Ali had neither the knowledge of the Quran fully nor of the book, the Bible. So it took another special man who had a special DNA, who was raised especially by that special God for a special people in a special time when we were considered the lowest of the low. We're in the time now that everything in science, everything in math and history, economics, everything is bearing witness to Elijah Muhammad. Will you take off your goggles and look? Because we're seeing global war clouds gathering. And you cannot deny that it is 100% certain that an economic collapse tsunami will rain down on this dying world. Everything is dying. France, as I said to you, brothers and sisters, France is in trouble up in Car and in Mali. Germany is in trouble up in Mali, up in Car, the Central African Republic, Car. They are in trouble, and they're begging the EU to hurry up and send troops. As I said to you, America is fortifying her borders in Europe because she sees what's going on there. Look at what's going on. Her terrorists are being walked the dog on in Syria. Town after town. City after city. The liberators of Syria, the Syrian Air Army, and Hezbollah are wiping the floor with the Western trained, Western armed, and Western bagged terrorists. Even some of their most staunch allies who are false Muslims, the Saudi regime, the Qatari regime, they're starting to run for the borders. That's the jump off point. North Africa. The Middle East. Why would Russia do this? Listen closely to this, brothers and sisters.
Russian military aircraft are conducting training flights over the Mediterranean Sea amid a standoff with the West over Ukraine's Crimea region. A Russian Navy spokesman said that the training includes exercises for engaging aerial targets. The spokesman, however, made no mention of the Crimea crisis. Russian media report that fighter jets, assault helicopters, and Northern Fleet's Admiral Kuznetsov aircraft carrier are taking part in the exercises. Yesterday, Russia began drills involving more than 8,000 troops close to the border with Ukraine.
Now, if America is in the Black Sea, why would Russia send warplanes to the Mediterranean? Remember, the messenger said that God would gather all nations in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Right? He said Asia and Europe in the Mediterranean area, right? Because you remember the Mediterranean goes from Europe around, it hooks around to Africa. As a matter of fact, it encompasses all of Africa and most of Europe, all of Africa's northern part and most of Europe, right? So this was a message. God is gathering all of the nations in the valley of Jehoshaphat, and he is now pleading with them to let his people go. But you blind. All of your salvation has been worked out. All that we need to do is follow the script laid out by messenger Elijah Muhammad. France is catching hell in the car, brothers and sisters, in Mali. She's begging the EU again, I point out to you. How in the world can you beg the EU to send troops when the EU does not have a unified military? See, that's a cover for something. When you started begging and saying, it's imperative that you send troops here. It's imperative that you hurry up with the deployment of weaponry and cargo planes and war planes. It's imperative. That's showing me that you're excited. You're in a rush. You're experiencing something that is making you wake up to the reality that you can no longer rule the black man as you once did. So you're calling all of your European partners and brothers to help you out of this. But if the European Union has no mechanized army, no mechanized brigades, no unified fighting force, who in the hell you keep calling for then? Under the cover of EU, you calling for NATO forces. That's what you're doing. Because the EU doesn't have an army. So if you're going to deploy weapons and troops, they have to be from the NATO, the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization. Yes, that's the acronym. That's the real acronym. Not the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, terrorist organization, because they have spread terror throughout the world, especially in North Africa and the Middle East. And they're catching hell now, brothers and sisters, in Africa. Muhammad had warned you of these things long before. You took what he said as a joke and a gesture, and they keep your eyes over there. They keep you looking there. What's going on in Europe, and all of their power is being ripped from them. They can't rule. They don't fear they don't have the black man in fear in Africa like they once did. He is rising up saying, no, the minerals that is in this soil, the soil itself and what's beneath it and what's on it and above it is ours. And they're fighting like hell to maintain it because they know, Europe knows without a doubt that without Africa, there is no economic power, no military might, no political say-so, because Europe will implode because they have no resources. And that's one of the main reasons they're after Ukraine, because it is one of the few European countries that have resources. It's one of the few. Russia is one. But most of Western Europe has no resources. And they have built their economies on what I call a Walt Disney, a make-believe thing. They want you to believe they're rich, when in reality, they're poor as hell, because it is the colonies that they set up in Africa which fund the riches to Europe and makes them live a life of wealth and glamour. But if Africa pulls out of those unions, you know, the British had one called the Commonwealth, where they encompass all of their former territories under a banner called the Commonwealth, where they get preferential trade and other things for being a part of that. That's to bribe them and to keep them in there so that they can keep the British pound strong. Right? So does France. France has the same union with her former colonies. So does Italy. Right? So this is why you see them with their so-called made-up right to protect, responsibility to protect. They're not trying to protect the nations. They're not trying to protect democratic governance. They're not trying to protect governments or the people in peer. They're trying to protect their investments. They're trying to protect the resources that they claim as their own on African soil. And Africa's waking up for it. But this is the time that the dead rise. And they know it, but America keeps your eyes going on. But we told you that if you win in the war, why do you keep calling for backup? Why do you call for reinforcement? Why are you constantly begging somebody to help you if you're winning? Huh? Listen to what Muhammad says. She has prepared to put up a mighty battle. But Allah too has prepared, and He is the best preparer. Knowing their thoughts before they were ever made, they have not the slightest chance today against the power of Allah that is working against them, even through the forces of nature. Now listen to this part. The white race has been disgracing the entire black nation of the earth. Africa. Now he puts in bold words the name Africa. Then he says, is suffering under the same wicked power of the white race and having an awful time trying to rid herself of such a demon. But she will do so, and soon. This is what you're seeing over there, the manifestation of God's will, His word, and His works, as spoken by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Wake up. Tell me what Noble Drew Ali predicted in there with all this stuff. And so clearly. Show me what Marcus Garvey predicted in it. And this is no knock to them. But we have to put things in their proper perspective. Lest we walk blindly and blurry into destruction. Neither of them were prepared. Neither of them could comprehend what would go on today. We have it in their works. We have it in their writings. When they themselves predicted of a greater one coming than they are. Well, we don't have to argue over who the greatest. All one has to do is look at the words. The words will bear witness to who you are. And no man ever, listen to me good, not the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, not the Moses of 4,000 years ago, not the Muhammad of 1,400 years ago, ever worked the work in such a condition and received such great reward for doing it. This man raised up an entire people to life out of the midst of the mud and the mire and the muck of this brutal and wicked beast and taskmaster. He stood before the entire world and said, you killed him, you deported them, but you can't do nothing to me. I am all but encompassed in the power of my God. Did they do it? No, according to their own writings in the Freedom of Information Act. They say we must wait till Elijah Muhammad dies. Well, you ain't wait for Malcolm to die. You killed him. You didn't wait for Martin to die. You killed him. You didn't wait for Drew Ali to die. You killed him. You didn't wait for Garvey to die. You deported him. Huh? Proper perspective. This is where we are. Because the war clouds are thickening by the hour. And our soul and our lives hangs in the balance, brothers and sisters. All praise is due to Allah for that great and noble man, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And I will defend this man to the very death. All praise. And we're going to put this thing in the proper light. Because some of us, we gravitate towards people whom we think. And a lot of you are being taught the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under guise. G-U-I-S-E. Under guise. In these organizations, Drew Ali, the Garveyites, all of these other organizations, they have taken bits and pieces of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As me and one brother was talking a few nights ago, he said, brother, they don't stop to examine Messenger Elijah Muhammad's teachings. And he and I were on the same accord because it was amazing. I didn't say it to him, but I kind of smiled because it was amazing. I was just talking to somebody about that. And he was talking about, remember, before Master Farah Muhammad came on the scene, the devil said the earth was 87 million miles from the earth. In some of his books, he said 84 million miles. But the brother was right. Most of them say 87 million. Master Farah Muhammad came on the scene and said, remember, the Bible tells us that God would measure the earth. He would weigh the earth and tell us the exact amount of measurements in water, land, mountains. And all of these things, God taught us the root teachings of the entire universe, told us the circumference of the universe. Drew Ali couldn't wrap his mind around that. He told us how much the earth weighed, 6 sextillion tons a unit, followed by 21 ciphers. Woo! He told us all of the distances of the planets from each other and from the sun. how fast they rotate, whether or not life existed on them. This was beyond the scope and imagination of any scholar at the time. And now everything that that man has said, the scientists come little bit by little bit teaching you. Remember when he talked about grafting that white man? You laughed at him, right? What is he doing now? Making designer babies, right? He's using what? The grafting process. What is he doing now? Making different trees and making different fruits. Doing what? The grafting process. Go back in history and tell me whether or not they used that grafting process before the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and anyone knew it. Huh? These are the things that you skip over because God has not put it in your mind and in your heart and in your head to see, hear, or understand, because there's something in you that is preventing you from accepting all righteousness. But you better get up. You better open your eyes, open your ears, and shut your pothole and try to grasp the wisdom and the significance of that 5'2" man who stands spirituality over 25 feet tall. I invite all of you from all of your different sects of religion, all of your different organizations, 347-989-0855. And I will defend the messenger. And after we get through tangling and talking, I'm pretty sure you'll come on over and say, you know what? It's something special about that man named Elijah. Call in 347-989-0855. We can dance and we can tango, baby. Because it's a beautiful thing when you can defend what you're talking about. And never forget that everything this man has said precisely, you know, let me go back to something for a minute. All this ties in, brothers and sisters. I was having coffee over my mother's house. And she was telling me, this was about last week, and she was telling me she was watching the news before I came over there. And she said she was also reading her Fall of America. And as she was fixing me a cup of coffee, she says, you know what? I just don't understand. She said, I don't understand how people can't see everything that this man says has happened or is happening just like he said it. My mother said that. Just like he said it. Without alteration, without veering from what he said, it is all coming into fruition. How many people knew that Ford and GM was going to collapse? Especially at the height and prime of Detroit's ingenuity and economic prominence. How many people foresaw this day when there would be no jobs? How many people foresaw the great and terrific drought that would ravage America? And on top of this drought, there would be great storms and adverse weather conditions and the buildup for atomic war on the outside of our borders. Muhammad described this perfectly up in here. Drew Ali didn't do that. Garvey didn't do that. King didn't do that. Malcolm X didn't do that. Louis Farrakhan didn't do that. It was Elijah Muhammad that did that. Why? Because he met with a great man. And that man was more than a philosopher. He was more than just a teacher. He was more than just someone who loved black people. That man had become the Lord of all the worlds. I'm talking about Master Farad Muhammad, Jesus Christ, or the great Mahadaya. Y'all listen with me for a minute. Oh, brothers, we've been visited by a great God, the greatest in the annals of history. And our history dates back, some of you say, well, 78 trillion years, 76 trillion years. So, well, yeah, that's true. But the messenger say, in one of his writings, he said, we can go back even into the darkness of nothing over 100 trillion years. Not a billion. Not a tens of billions. Not 100 billion, not even a trillion or 10 trillion. We can go back into the 100 trillion years of our history. No man on earth has that great glory. And think about you black men and women who are here, who are the byproduct of slavery, who are the byproduct of that great God, Shabazz, proving his wisdom to be greater than the other scientists by kicking our hair, taking us in the deep parts of Africa and making us hard for this journey and this hell that we would have to face here in the wilderness of North America. You are the direct offspring, direct descendant of that wisdom, of that God, of those gods. And that's why everybody, even your own people from Africa and Asia, when they get here, they mock you. They set up their businesses in your community. You don't see them going into the white communities setting up their businesses. They set them up in your communities because they know you have been made blind, deaf, and dumb. They know everybody knows about you. Everybody knows your way of thinking. Everybody knows that you are the lowest of the low, but our God came to make you the highest of the high. He came to exalt you to the highest degree. But you are refusing this. You want to argue on everything. Global war clouds are gathered, spiritually, militarily, economically, emotionally. You want to argue about everything. If somebody say this over here, come in. Well, remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said such and such. Man, we got an hour show. We got an hour show. We got 1 hour show. And sometimes we stretch it to 2 hours. We can't talk about everything. But if you go back and listen to the shows, our positions are firm. So before you start arguing, listen and go back and research. Then go and put it on a scale of facts. And I'm going to tell the Muslims. A lot of them get mad at me. I don't care, though. I'm serious. I don't care whether or not you like me or not. That's one thing that I am glad that I am an independent person. I don't care how you feel about me. My job is to teach civilization to the uncivilized and give you culture and refinement. All right? My job is not to be liked by you. My job is to convey to you exactly what the messenger conveyed to you with the same meaning and spirit that he conveyed it. You can argue after that. Well, we'll see, we got to do this or with such and such and brother, the war clouds and such and man, calm your nerves. God already worked this out. You racking your nerves, as Muhammad says. We come here trying to do that. God already set stuff up. We come here trying to figure out how to do God. That shows that we have no patience in God to work his work, and we don't have full faith in God to do what he had already said he would do. You have to be patient, brothers and sisters. I know it's looking bad out there. But it's always darkest right before the dawn. And remember that the dawn is no longer to come. The dawn is here. The early morning. That's what the dawn is. That's what Farad is. That's what you say. That's the chapter you read in your Quran. That's part of your prayer service. The early morning, the Farad. You're paying homage to the God who would come in the early morning of the 7,000 year. Well, why did he name himself Farad? His real name is Mahdi, the great Mahdi. But the Bible teaches us that he had a name. He chose for himself a name that no one knew but himself. And it was written up and down his thigh. And as he came, see, listen, brothers and sisters, all this tied in. He came to destroy this world. And he came under the guise and in the person of one master, Farah Muhammad. Not that his whole name is Farah, that is one of his aliases. So one minister went to a study group talking about, see, Master Farah Muhammad is not God. It's God in him. God went in him, and he's a wise man. You're a fool. That's not the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Go read your point number 12 and what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. It's astounding. It's astounding that you don't realize what that means. If your name is Jonathan Wilcox, right, and you go before the court to change your name to your rightful name of Akbar Ali or Akbar Muhammad, when you change your name, they're gonna start calling you Akbar, but they'll say formally such and such. That's it, formally in the personal. They'll say or aliases. In the personal. Bruce Wayne was in the personal Batman. It wasn't no spirit in the Batman suit. It was Bruce Wayne in that suit. All right? Clark Kent or Superman was in the person of Clark Kent. There's no spirit come in the suit. It was a man in a suit. So it is with Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahadiah. His name is Mahdi. But when he came amongst us to hide his glory and his power so that he could come under the cover of darkness while men slept mentally and spiritually, he chose the name Farad. So we say Allah comes in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. That's nothing about that. That's hard to understand. But again, we see war clouds everywhere where they shouldn't be. Because everybody wants to size up what the messengers say. Everybody have their own two cents. And I realize as war breaks out all across the globe, war breaks out in the nation of Islam. You say, no, not yes, yes, yes. Remember, the Bible says that a war broke out in heaven. A war broke out in heaven. And now there's a spiritual war that is breaking out in the heaven that Elijah Muhammad built called the Nation of Islam. Because there's so many doctrines today, but none of them can stand the test of time except the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I notice everybody has their own, everybody want to say this and do this and do this, but when it was their opportunity to do it, they sat down on it and didn't do it. And everybody want to steer me. I'm not here to be a leader. I'm just here to tell you what the messenger said. If you got a problem with what the messenger say, then that's between y'all. You understand? But I'm just going to tell it to you like what he says. In the same spirit. Now, you can take it or leave. I don't care. Because soon, as he says, you're going to believe. It's not that you're going to believe by having the opportunity. See, this is the main thing that you is escaping people mind. Muhammad taught us what we have to do. Right? And he says, it's not that you're going to accept it or believe by just having the opportunity to. You are going to have to be forced and beating into submission. Y'all don't know the relevance of that, right? All that you saw that him, all that you saw that he set up was destroyed. It was destroyed for a purpose because the time for that was over. We're in a new phase of Muhammad's teachings. Go read it. He says there's two phases of his work. And he talks about the second phase, about how in the second phase he won't be able to give you these temples and he won't be able to give you these farmlands and he won't be able to give you these businesses. All that he will be able to give you is God's truth and you will either accept it or reject it. But we argue over things we have no knowledge of. It's something, huh? It's something, huh? Listen to what Muhammad said. Let me see something real quick. Something's on my mind as I'm speaking to you. Let's just to the black man. I think it's on page 308. Brother Minister John, thank you for waiting patiently, brother. I'm going to bring you in shortly. I was getting ready to bring you in after I played the clip, but Allah is taking me and showing me something. Listen to this. Page 308, and it is on 308. Down, first of all, the chapter of it starts on 306, and it's called Answer to Critics. My mission is to give life. That's his mission, to give life. His teaching. His teaching is a life-giving teaching. That's what he says right here to start. We'll start on that page. I just want to read one little quote. He says, question, how would you describe your mission? Answer, my mission is to give life to the dead. What I teach brings them out of death and into life. My mission as the messenger is to bring the truth to the world before the world is destroyed. There will be no other messenger. I am the last, and after me will come God himself. It didn't say ministers. It didn't say another messenger. It didn't say a brother over here or a sister over here dictating what the messenger said. The messenger said what he's given us is to give life to us, right? So what he says, exceeds and transcends what you say, right? Now we turn to page 308. Listen to this. Go down to the next to the last paragraph. No, the third paragraph. One, two, three, four. Fourth paragraph. This is what he says. He has the desire to see his people dealt with according to justice and not according to injustice. But he does not know. Listen to this. This is what I keep telling you. There's a time for everything. And a lot of us are taking on mixed instructions because we are not aware of the time. There's a time unto all things, a season unto all things. And we are not realizing that some of the things have passed. They have had their season. And then we're supposed to march on to something greater. Listen to what he says. But he does not know that he is living in the time when justice is bound to come to his people. See, whether you want it or not, it's coming. It's bound. It's wrapped up. The die is cast. It is already in motion. Right? He says, however, now this is what I continue to tell people when they talk to me and they have a disagreement with me. I say, listen, I am not telling you what I'm thinking. You will follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can read it for yourself or you can hear him say it. I'll play the clip or I will read it for you. Or you can read it. I'll give you the page and the paragraphs so you can read it in the proper context. So if I do this for you and you argue with me thereafter, you are showing not opposition to me because I didn't come with these teachings. And I'm not putting my own two cents in them. You are showing opposition and hypocrisy towards the very letter and spirit of the man you claim to follow. This is what I'm telling you. And people will whisper in other people's ears and make them unknowingly and unwittingly opponents to the very man that they follow. Say they follow. Listen to what he says right here. But he does not know that he is living in the time when justice is bound to come to his people. However, it is only through divine and not through civil government. And that goes for most of the groups who are trying to do something for the betterment of our people. Did you just hear that? All these groups out here saying, we got to go do this. And we got to go do that. And we need to do this. The messenger says it's bound to come to you. It's going to come to you. He said, as I said, it has to come through divine and not through these groups. That's right there. Listen to the black man. If you want to look up 308. Again, as I'm speaking to you, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. Let's see. I'm trying to. Let's go to page, I believe it's 224. I believe it is. I'm getting it in my head, brothers and sisters. The Lord sent it to me. Just be patient with me. Yeah, 224. All right. All right, 224. Listen to what he says. I want to, actually, it starts on 222. I want to read this short chapter. It's just a page. Have patience with me. Because it talks about us needing land. It talks about us being a nation and how we have to have land. Right? And as it talks about this, it ends on some note that everybody ignores. I want you to listen close to this. Most of the paragraphs, everybody read and everybody hear and everybody take to heart. But at the end of it, this is what's left off, okay? Let us look at this. The chapter, first of all, it starts with this right here. the chapter before that ends like this. Come, let us unite under the crescent and do something for ourselves in the way of supporting our own needs. Go after some of this earth for our nation of 22 million here in North America. If it cannot be had here, there's plenty of earth elsewhere. We want nothing short of a home on this earth that we can call our own and not be servants and slaves for other free nations. Let us capture the market of our people by producing their needs. We cannot produce our needs on the soil of another. This is what I'm saying. Listen. Did you hear what he, that last part right there? We cannot produce our needs on the soil of another. Now, we go into the next chapter. Remember that last sentence right there. Then we go into the next chapter and listen. It's called Of Land and a Nation. And I wanted to tie this in. Allah took me this place. Y'all just have patience with me, okay? What we must understand today is the importance of acquiring land of our own. We are no longer a mere handful of people. We are a little better than 22 million in population and still increasing. We cannot forever continue to depend upon America to give us a job, send us to school, build our houses, and sell us her food and give us nothing in return. America was not established and chartered with constitutional guarantees for the black man, but for the white man. America was not founded to guarantee the freedom and equality of the black man and woman, and indeed, she is not seeking to grant these privileges to our people today. In what other country on this earth will you find 22 million people within the framework of another people's government seeking to become qualified citizens, joylessly singing the song of integration? Our people are the fools of the nations. Integration means self-destruction, and the means to this end is exactly that, death and nothing less. The black people throughout the earth are seeking independence for their own, not integration into white society. What do we look like trying to integrate with our 400-year-old enemies? The average so-called Negro wants to change his own flesh color and blood for a strange flesh, blood and flesh. In order to listen to these things right here, because we hear these things, and I'm gonna bring a point home, because we hear these things, we lose sight of the ultimate of what he is saying. We think it is wrapped up in a land, in a piece of property here in America. But that is not what he is saying. Listen closely. Yes, we got to get our own land, but he's telling us how. Listen. In order to build a nation, you must first have some land. From our first generation of slaves to the present generation of our people, we have been unable to unite and acquire some land of our own due to the mental poisoning of our former slave masters, who destroyed in us the desire to think and do for self and kind. Do you, as educated and professional men and women, desire to be recognized forever as the mental slaves, beggars of white America? Today, the international conception of honor, pride, and dignity is not concerned with individuals within a country, but is rather concerned with your work and value as a part of an established nation. Listen to this. In order to be recognized today, you must represent your nation. Here we go. We must understand the importance of land to our nation. The first and most important reason that the individual countries of Europe, Africa, and Asia are recognized as nations is because they occupy a specific area of the earth. Second, they are recognized because of the effectiveness of their internal unity. You hear this? Listen good. And policies. And then by their enactment of international policies and agreements with other established nations. The black man has been actually worthless when it comes to exercising the rights as human beings in an ever-advancing civilization. So remember, we cannot demand recognition until we have some land that we can call our own. You might argue that this is impossible. Some of you are arguing that this is impossible. And some of you are arguing we got to go buy it. And some of you are arguing we got to go do this and this. Listen to what Muhammad says, okay? You might argue that this is impossible. But I say to you, with Almighty Allah on my side, this is not only possible, but it is in the working for our people and will manifest itself soon. Did you just hear that? Muhammad just told us that it is already coming into being. This is what he said. God is doing it. We need it by divine. That's what he said. And you and I are not divine because we have been washed in this wicked world. So we cannot really say in essence that we are, well, in essence we are divine, but by circumstances we are not. So the divinity of God must work these things out. This is why God allowed us to be put in such a position that everybody walks over us. We have no rights. We are divided. We are the most divided people on planet Earth. Why? Because when God comes and liberates us, the people are going to have to bear witness that he had to be an all-knowing and all-powerful God to raise them niggas up. That's what they're going to say. That God raised them niggas up. That God gave them dignity. That, because, man, I'm them niggas was crazy. Now they civilized. Now look at them. They're in their own land. They're building. They're exacting commerce and trade. They're doing this. And it is all by divine decree that it will be done. Whether you put one finger on it or not. Remember, where is this book? One to the hypocrites in the back. It says this in the back. They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. And Allah will allow nothing save the perfection of his light, though the disbelievers are adverse. He it is who has sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists are adverse. So whether you say one thing or nothing in the cause of truth, God's word will prevail over everything. And he has already decreed, be. And remember what Muhammad says in Save His Day 73. Allah does not have to go through all of the hard labor that Mr. Yaqub went through in making his man. All he has to do is say, be, and it will happen. He said he has equal or superior wisdom to the first God who originated himself out of triple darkness. Do you believe that? Because I do. I do. I believe what Muhammad says. I believe every word of it. Not 99.99999%. I believe in 100.00%. That's 100% what he said. And I believe it's going to happen 100% like he said it would happen. Because everything that he's ever said to happen has happened. He has an awesome track record. So everybody offering their opinion, that's what it is. They're like what we all have, and poop comes out. All of us have them. But some of them are no good. So we take it with a grain of salt, and we focus on what Muhammad says, and we keep moving forward, and we keep focusing, because this war, this global war, this spiritual war, this economic war, this political war will destroy, listen to me good, will destroy the wealth of this world, the sanity of the people, the integrity of the nations, the unification of the leadership and of the people, because God is making all things new. And remember, as I'm talking, let me go to 259, I believe it is, follow message to the black man. 250, give me a second, brother. So let me turn it to, I believe it's 259. Yeah. 259. It starts on 258. Listen what it says right here. He says, and I want you to pay close attention to this. There is no solution to the problem between the slave masters and their slaves other than the once slaves going for self, for they have become a nation in a nation. One or other must leave the other or suffer death. That's all we hear when we read the messenger's teachings. That's all. See, he said, lead the devil, and that's it. But if you lead the devil and you still reside within the devil's borders, you hadn't left him. If his flag flies over your land, as the messenger say, he still rules that land, and he can extract that land from you by putting his retractable laws out, talking about eminent domain. Look what he's doing in California, taking all them people land who's been out on there for 80, 90 years. Look what he's doing in Florida. Look what he's doing in the Midwest. Eminent domain. So long as his flag flies over the entire nation as it is an integral part of America, he makes the laws of America. And that's why Muhammad told us we obey the laws of the land so long as they do not conflict with our beliefs. But our beliefs tells us to submit to and let Caesar have what belongs to Caesar and give God the glory that belongs to God. And then Muhammad goes further and says this. It is the will of Allah that the two be separated. Now listen, it's Allah's will. Remember what Muhammad says? That he does not have to go through that hard labor that Yaqub went through. He just wills it and says, be, and it is, right? So he has said, be, that we got to be separated because his will is that the two be separated. So he has already said be, and it is already put in motion, and nothing can stop, like they say on the streets, the bum rush. And he goes further and says, both books, the Bible and Holy Quran, prophesy of a separation between the two people. Now, this is the kicker right here. A temporary solution will only increase the problem between the two. Listen. Let me read that again. I'm reading it the way it's written down here. A temporary solution will only increase the trouble of finding a peaceful solution between the two people. So if you go buy land, or if you go do this with land, you only increasing the problem because them devils going to be looking at you. You let them niggas buy this land, we'll go in there and kill them niggas. They don't have no guns. We'll do this. Well, Allah protecting us. Man, listen to me good. You don't put yourself in a position where you have to force Allah's hand. That's tempting to God. You follow the blueprint laid out by Elijah Muhammad. I'm not saying don't get land to farm. We got to eat. I'm not saying don't get land to buy buildings. So long as judgment comes tomorrow, we got to eat today to start businesses. I'm not saying that. I'm saying follow the blueprint laid out by Elijah Muhammad. Brother Minister John, give me a little bit of time, brothers. Please. I want the people to listen to this, okay? I'm finna play the message. I had all these other clips, but I'm going to play the message. And I think that should be what we need to hear. Because if we are followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then what Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us should be enough and should be more than enough for us to agree on, right? If we say we follow him. But before I do that, brothers and sisters, I want you to just think for a second. Everybody offering their advice. Do you believe that they offered their advice to the messenger? Because the messenger said, and I got clips where how the people was burdening him. And how they would not take right instruction, no matter how clear he laid it out to them. I got clips of the messenger saying this stuff. And he said the very ones who claim to help are the ones who are trying to hinder his progress. This is what the messenger said. He was honeycombed with hypocrites. And you are still blind to the reality. Matter of fact, let me try to find some clips with the messenger, okay, brothers and sisters? I'm trying to find some as I'm talking to you. I'm going to play a little clip so that I can go and do what I'm doing. But y'all pay attention, and I'm going to cut the clip off when I find it, all right? So listen to this. I know this is an old clip, but just pay attention to it. I don't want no dead space here.
Well, talk of Russia sending troops has led to a sharp international response. President Obama said Moscow was breaching international law and could end up isolated. Canada joined in by condemning Putin's military intervention. Both of them, plus Britain and France, have decided to suspend preparations for the forthcoming G8 summit in Sochi. The EU's foreign policy chief weighed in, deploring Russia's potential use of force. And her British colleague says there's no excuse for outside military intervention. All this despite Moscow still not having decided whether to send troops. Ganesh Khan has more on what was probably the strongest threat.
Secretary Kerry threatened to isolate Russia economically and politically. He threatened asset freezes and visa bans. He said Russia may not remain in the G8. There were threats and there was criticism. Take a listen.
It's really 19th century behavior in the 21st century, and there is no way to start with. You just don't invade another country on phony pretext in order to assert your interests.
Well, the interviewer never asked him, what about Iraq? What about constant threats to use force coming from Washington? Even though Secretary Kerry has not received those questions, they certainly crossed the minds of those who saw the interview.
Since when does the United States government genuinely subscribe and defend the concepts of sovereignty and territorial integrity? They're certainly not doing that at the moment in Syria, where they're backing militants who have taken over border crossings in the north and in the east of the country. They certainly didn't do that when they attacked Libya. They certainly didn't do that when they invaded Iraq. They certainly didn't do that when they attacked Serbia over Kosovo and then later on recognized Kosovo's unilateral declaration of independence. The United States government merely pays lip service to sovereignty and territorial integrity. It picks and chooses.
During the Sunday interview, Secretary Kerry was also asked about Israel, about Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming visit, about the peace process. Of course, on those issues, we heard a very different Secretary Kerry, careful, diplomatic, calling for negotiations, no appeals to the UN Charter, not a word about Israel breaking international law and the U.S. supporting it. So you get a sense that the U.S. is appealing to the UN Charter when it's in its interest.
Black Muslims here is a separation of your people from the white folks. But we have heard what you said now, your aim is really not only to separate yourselves from white people, but to destroy the white people. And that does mean that your theory has changed, or it has always been the same.
That's right. We must be separated from the American white people. We have been here under them as slaves for 400 years. They have mistreated us. They have beaten and killed us night and day. For the duration of that time, 400 years, we are still deprived of justice in America. We are not looked upon wholly as a human being. We don't have the rights of a human being here, not to think over civil rights. And we are asking for total separation. And if America doesn't wish to return us, if America doesn't wish to return us where we came from, then I am asking America to separate some of this territory where that we can live in a part of it to ourselves, set up our own borderline, and live and build a civilization like we want and not as he wants. And that he, we believe that he is obligated, should be, to finance us and that which we will not be able to produce for the next 25 years after a total separation in some part of the earth that we can call our own country. He support us there.
He has to support
for,
you.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Until we are able to produce the needs of our people.
Now, you heard what he kept saying, total separation. In our own land, in our own territory, with our own borders, where we can rule under our way, right? Total separation. Anything other than that going to flare up tensions between black and white. You have just heard me read it from the message to the black man. Anything less than that, right? And you heard what the Japanese, he heard what Muhammad said. So he had to reiterate. He said, so you're asking them to help you with that? To do? He said, yes. We believe, listen to me. You see how he goes back? He said, we believe that they are obligated to do it. Did you hear me? We believe that they are obligated to do this. Well, some of you say, well, they're not going to do it. How do you know? You're not God. When the fire get on them, you don't know what'll happen. But as Moses said, when he went to Pharaoh, when he went to God and God was talking, he said, you go down there and tell Pharaoh, I said, Moses, if I go down there, he's not going to say something. God said, look, Moses, you go down there and tell him what I told you to tell. You don't worry about the rest of it. You just do what I told you to do. That's what Elijah Muhammad did. Right there. He's telling you this. He's telling you do these things right there. I didn't edit this. It's clear. You heard it for yourself. Anything less than that is unacceptable by Elijah Muhammad and his God. He said total. You heard me read it out the message to the black man. But some of us, we have these little condensed ideas of what the messenger taught. But I'm showing it to you in the breakout sphere so you can see it globally. Muhammad's teachings are a universal teaching. And I'm getting you out of that little hole that you have put yourself in so that you can see it in its totality. Because so many people have taught Muhammad's teachings in a box. But we'll go a little further, okay? Y'all hold on with me a little bit, all right? All right, listen to this.
The dead must rise, mentally dead. So our so-called leadership is as dumb as those they are leading to this knowledge. Therefore, they hoped that they could have a place somewhere in the life of the white man of America and in his country and government. They seek that place. Not that they seek some portion of the country, right here. They seek only recognition of the white man as being a citizen of America and being his equal. And this is the wrong thing to be seeking, since we now have served our prophetic term of slavery here in America, and now we have a taste of education of our slave masters and their children. We don't go now to the colleges and universities of the white man looking for degrees to go back to him then for a job to work, live with him, or some break in the break line.
Well, what is wrong with that ambition, Mr. Muhammad? It seems to be working out in growing numbers.
He was a subject, a servant all the time. He's not getting an equal place with his master by seeking a job. The only thing that he should seek now, since he admit that he's free, and he is free, he's not no...
Listen to this. It cut off, I don't know why, but listen to this, we'll play this one.
America has never done for us. Our past was never given anything to prove for self. Now, the time have come that God himself will intervene to separate the so-called Negro or the lost members of their people, the black nation of the earth, from their once slave master.
I stopped it right there for a reason. Pay close attention to what he just said. I'm going to play it again. Pay close attention. He didn't say you. He didn't say me. He didn't say us. He didn't say them. He said the time has arrived that God do this. Listen closely. All right?
America has never done for us. Our past was never given anything to prove for self. Now, the time have come that God himself will intervene to separate the so-called Negro or the lost members of their people, the black nation of the earth, from their
want slave masters. This is the time, according to the prophetic sayings and writings of prophets, that we must be separated.
I just want to ask you one question along the separation theory before we move on. There are approximately 22 million Negroes in the United States. There's an estimated 100,000 members of these who belong to your sect. Now, how can you expect 100,000 to dominate 22 million who don't feel the same way that you do?
Oh, Mr. Cupps, their number doesn't mean anything. We have history dating back that just less people than that. Even the people that dominated in the world today, your own race, they was not started with even 100,000. Only 59,000 was used to make your own world. It don't make any difference about the number. It's only the one that believing in the honest about accomplishing the aim and the purpose.
If you had your choice of territory in this country, where would you select?
Well, I'm not saying this. I have said time and again, I will not say where I would like to have a room in your house before ever you are willing to give me a room there.
Mr. Muhammad, in your book, you also say that war between the non-whites and the whites is inevitable.
If you will permit me, Mr. Cupp, I would like to go back here to this separation.
All right.
Now, in that 2 points, first of all, he said it does not matter about the number. It is only about those who are sincere about the purposes and aims. That's what we keep telling you. Go back to the purposes and the aims, which is what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. It's right there. Then he says, the man specifically asked Muhammad, well, where would you choose to do it at? Muhammad said, I'm not here to point out a room in your house before ever you ready to give it to me. You might shoot yourself in the foot, brothers and sisters, by saying, we're going to get this land right here and go do this. The devil might already be preparing the keys. God, you don't know what God is forcing this man to do. But you can get in the way of God by thinking that you know when you don't have the blueprint. You hear what the messengers say. You day and night, I play clips of the messenger. Day and night, I put articles up on the website without my thoughts in. I put them up there to show you exactly what the messenger says, exactly how he said it, with the exact meaning of what he meant. Now, if you don't like it, that's all right with me. But I just wanted to tell you so that it won't be on me for me not saying what I know, okay? On that note, I know the time is short. I know we got about 5 or 6 minutes left, but I got to bring Brother Minister John. I'm sorry, but I had to address this here. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. We forever thank Allah and thank Allah for coming and raising up among you and I our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, indeed, today we are living at the beginning of the world of righteousness and the destruction of the world of evil. The world of evil, the struggle between right and wrong, the struggle between light and darkness. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, my beloved brothers and sisters, one of the greatest struggles that man have ever endured is the struggle within. The struggle within now between you who have received the ways and action and civilization of the evil one, the evil God. That's a struggle. That's a struggle that you're struggling with right now as you listen to this broadcast. You listen to your struggle from within, that struggle that the devil placed in you when you were babies, that struggle the devil placed in you when he broke you in and made you into a Negro, so-called. That struggle. So now when truth comes, and as Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, regardless of how long they have been on the Pharaoh, My sheep know my voice. And my beloved brothers and sisters, as we look and see today, those who have turned their heart and mind to righteousness, righteousness, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, if you're striving to be righteous, that righteousness there in the heart. And that beauty of the character should be coming from out of righteousness. So if you have taken on the righteous mind and the righteous heart, then the beauty of the character that's in you should show, your beautiful character should show. Not to show that of the evil God that you have been among and struggling, striving to come out of among. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us, this day is now. This day, God have blessed us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. The struggle between right and wrong, the struggle between truth and falsehood, this truth, brother, this truth, sister, come on in and believe in Allah and believe in His messenger. The war clouds are on the way. Death is on the way. And you see it every day in your home, in your community, in your village, and in your cities. Death angel is everywhere, coming into the families of you and me. The black man and the white man, death angels is here. Come on in, brother and sister. We know, and I know, this time in which we live is a time to seek refuge, not in the white man's weapons, but in the security of Almighty God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. That God have power, because now we are in the world, and that world is called jihad, that is fighting in you and I, right and wrong. Those who hear truth come to truth. Those who love falsehood, you fall back like the fish off the hook, back into the waters, back into the mercury, the muddy of the waters, and the confusion of the waters, and the confusion of this world in which we live. Come on in, brother and sister. Time is essence. So I must turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad. As I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. Wa alaykum salam. Brothers and sisters, listen. As I'm talking to you, next week you'll be able to, if everything works out, you'll be able to listen to live showings on the Hiram's 50, on this Blog Talk Radio tomorrow around 10 and all the way through. We're going to try to have it where it's all the way through from tomorrow to about next Sunday or whatever, if everything goes right. Even if it's not tomorrow, it should start no later than Monday. Live airings of the Star and Crescent Report on the thing. We ask you also to go over there and donate to us and help us out, get this message out to the people. And if you can't, just donate a good word or two. And brothers and sisters, let us not make the work harder than it has to be. It is easy. The messenger paid the way. He paid the price. He paved the way. And all we have to do is be brothers and sisters to each other and follow what the messenger said, exactly how he said, because he said he's following so close to his God. And for us to get out, we've got to follow close to him. He said there's no other way out. So if it is you who believe, and time will come where all of them will run to him, but I'm talking about you right now. If you believe, you know what I have said today is nothing but the truth. There's nothing that needs to be said after this. But yeah, you know what, brother? That's right. And you said it. You read it. You pointed it out to us. And then you just played what the messenger said in this context. And that should be left just like that. And you said, brother, sister, that's right. And we should go from there and build and try to acquire some if we are able to. But don't wreck your nerves if you're not. If you're able to acquire a little farmland, that's good. If you're able to do this over there, but remember what he says when we're talking about territory. We will accept nothing less than total separation, where we draw up our own borders and live under our rules, right? And we're asking them to do it, to give us this and help provide for us for the next 20 to 25 years. He said, it doesn't matter about the numbers. just the sincerity of the aims and purposes of God. We have those aims and we have those purposes that was given to us by God in a man named Elijah Muhammad, put to us in something called what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. There's no accident that if you go to Fall of America, he talks about that. And it's in the book. I mean, on the book. Talks about it. It's no accident that you go to message to the